Sam Sacha Paragir, Mishnah Hera, and Gamil Hayim, Kosher Amar Shlosha Dvar Mele Bepesa. But Yasi Yede Chavaso, the Elohim, Pesach Masa Umar, Ram Gamil used to say, anybody who did not explain about the following three things on Pesach has not fulfilled properly his obligation about discussing Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach. And the three things are Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Pesach. Hashem Shepasach HaMokom HaBate HaVizinu B'Mitzrayim. What is the meaning of Pesach? That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of our fathers in Mitzrayim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu struck down the Bechoros of Mitzrayim, he skipped over the houses of Yisrael, and he saved the Bechoros of Yisrael. Matzah Hashem Shenigalu Avisenu Mitzrayim. What do we explain about Matzah? That our fathers were redeemed from Mitzrayim so quickly that their bread didn't even have a chance to rise, and for that reason, we eat Matzah on Pesach. Maror Hashem Shemeru HaMitzrim Eschaye Avisenu B'Mitzrayim. What's the discussion about Maror? That with the Mitzrayim embittered the lives of our fathers in Mitzrayim. And this also is a praise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that with the Mitzrayim embittered us in Mitzrayim, that hastened the Geula, so we were redeemed before the 400 years were up. Behold, or Bedor, Chayav Adam Lira, says Atma, Ki'ilu Hu Yatsim in Mitzrayim. In every generation, a person is obligated to look as if he himself was taken out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as we find in the Pasuk, Ve'igadata Labincha Bayomahu Lemor, Ba'avor Zeh Asa Hashem Li, B'Tzeisi Mimitzrayim. And you should tell to your son on that day, saying, because of this, Hashem did for me when I went out of Mitzrayim. So we see from the Pasuk, it's as if we ourselves were taken out of Mitzrayim. L'fichach anachnu chayavim l'hozos l'halo l'shabeach l'far l'romim l'hadir l'varech l'ale u'l'kalim. Therefore, since it's as if we ourselves went out of Mitzrayim, we are obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with nine different terms of Hodah, nine different types of thanksgiving. L'misha also l'avosenu v'lanu, as Kohen Nisim, the one that did for our fathers and to us all these miracles. He took us out from servitude to freedom. May Yagon the Simcha, from sadness to happiness. Umay Evo Liyantiv, from mourning into a Yantiv. Umay Afela Lor Gadol, and from darkness to a great light. Umay Shiva Ligula, and from enslavement into redemption. The Neymar Lefana of Hallelujah, we should say in front of him, Hallelujah. Until where do we say? We must recite the hallow on the night of Pesach. And we break up the hallow into two. Part of the hallow is set prior to eating of the matzah and the mara and the shulchan aruch. The rest of the hallow is recited after we finish. The reason why we don't say the entire hallow prior to eating the matzah is because we want to get up to the matzah quickly so that the children should not fall asleep. So therefore we break up the hallow into two, saying only part of the challah prior to eating the matzah. How much of the challah do we say prior to eating the matzah? B'shamay Oibrim at Eim HaBanu Smecha. B'shamay says we only say up to Eim HaBanu Smecha. We only say the first mizmor of the challah. U'Beithilu Oibrim at Chalamish L'mayinu Mayin. B'shamay says we get up to Chalamish L'mayinu Mayin. We also say the second mizmor of the challah prior to eating the matzah. We also want to say the mizmor of B'Teis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, since in that mizmor, Kriyas Yamsuf is mentioned. B'chaisen b'geula. And then we end off the Haggadah before eating the matzah by saying the bracha of geula. Rabbi Tarfon Oymar she'galanu v'gaos avisenu mimitzrayim. V'lo yechaisen. Rabbi Tarfon said the bracha of geula that we end off the Haggadah with prior to eating the matzah was as follows. That he redeemed us. And he redeemed our fathers from Mitzrayim. And we didn't end off the bracha with Baruch Atah, similar to Berachas HaMitzvos and Berachas HaNenen, that they are short brachas, and it starts off with the brach and doesn't end off with the brach, so too the bracha of Geula and Haggadah is a short bracha. So therefore it's Kula Chada Hodahi, it's all one thanksgiving. So it starts off with the brach, but doesn't end off with the brach, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says the bracha of Geula was as follows. according to Rabbi Akiva, the bracha of Gula was longer than what Rabbi Tarfon held. It would start with Asher Galon of the Gaulas of Asinim and Mitzrayim, and then we would continue with the following. Kain Hashem Elokeinu v'lakei Avisenu yagienu l'moadim v'lurgolim acherim havan l'kraseinu l'shalim. So Hashem our God, and the God of our fathers, shall help us reach other moadim and regolim that shall come towards us in peace. Smeichem b'vinyan irecha v'sasim b'avodasecha, happy in the building of your city, Yerushalayim, and glad in your service. And we should eat there from the korbanos and from the psachim, and then we would continue ad baruch ata Hashem gol Yisrael until we get up to the ending of the bracha, which ends with the baruch. We would say baruch ata Hashem gol Yisrael. As according to Rabbi Akiva, this bracha is a long bracha. It's not similar to berachas hamitzvot and berachas hanenin. It's not kulei chana hodahi. So therefore, it would end off with a baruch, just like it started with a baruch.